I like to record when the class is small because this way I don't get that many questions and I don't get distracted. Okay, this is the Tawhi class, and today what we're going to do is we're going to continue on with our topic. We're talking about the different types of shirk. The different types of shirk. And today in particular, we're going to talk about shirk el-akhbar, which is the greatest shirk. This is the shirk that Allah does not ever forgive. But before we resume our discussion on shirk, I want to ask some questions from yesterday's lecture to see if you guys were paying attention. Also, I want to remind everybody what shirk is. Remember, a lot of Muslims think that shirk means to just worship an idol or to pray to something other than Allah. Shirk goes more deeper than that. There are many different categories of shirk, and there are many, many forms of shirk. And again, shirk is the one sin that Allah does not forgive. So it's our duty as believing Muslims to be aware of the different types of shirk and what they are, so we can know to avoid them. Okay? Because again, shirk is not just praying to a god other than Allah. Shirk means ascribing anything, any acts of worship or anything that is reserved exclusively for Allah, to assign it to any entity other than Allah, that is shirk. Okay? So let me see if you guys can remember what we talked about yesterday. True or false? True or false? There is nothing wrong with calling upon the Prophet Muhammad when you are in need, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True or false? There is nothing wrong with calling upon the Prophet Muhammad. Very good. This is false. Because to call upon anyone when you are in need, including the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an act of shirk. And we talked about that in detail yesterday. Next question, true or false? There is nothing wrong with calling on the angels to come and help you. True or false? There is nothing wrong with calling upon the angels to come to your help. Very good. That answer is false also. And the reason being, just like we cannot call upon anyone other than Allah in our times of need, the same applies when you need help. If you are in need of help, you cannot call upon anyone other than Allah. To do so is an act of shirk. Next question. True or false? Fasting is not an act of worship. True or false? Fasting is not an act of worship. Very good. That answer is false. We talked about this yesterday. There are many, many different acts of worship. And all acts of worship are reserved for Allah alone. And fasting is one of those acts of worship. Next question. True or false? Giving in charity is an act of worship. True or false? Giving in charity is an act of worship. Very good, Samaya. That answer is true. And we talked about that again. Again, this is an act of worship. This is something that we do for Allah. Next question. True or false? To bow down to a king is an act of shirk. True or false? To bow down to a king is an act of shirk. Very good. That answer is true. We talked about how bowing is also an act of worship. And again, all acts of worship are reserved for Allah alone. Next question. True or false? To fast for the suffering Muslims around the world is an act of shirk. True or false? To fast for the suffering Muslims around the world is an act of shirk. Very good, Brother Umar. That answer is true. And we talked about this. Remember, fasting, Brother Muad, is an act of worship. And all acts of worship must be done exclusively for Allah. We don't fast on behalf of anyone but Allah. You don't fast for the suffering Muslims. You don't fast for your mother. You don't fast for your brother who's dying. Fasting is an act of worship that must be done solely for Allah. Last question. True or false? Shirk in worship is to pay respects to an entity other than Allah, which in all things that are reserved only for Allah. Very good. That answer is true. And that's what we discussed yesterday. We talked in specific about the one shirk that a lot of people commit, which is shirk in worship. Okay? Now, today we're going to move on and talk about the main shirk that people engage in daily. Shirk El Akbar. That's the great shirk. This is the great shirk. This is the most serious of all sins. According to the hadith, which is narrated by Abu Bakr, who said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I not tell you of the most serious of all the major sins? The people said, yes, please do. He said, associating anything in worship with Allah, this is the most serious of all the major sins. And that hadith is sahih. We need to remember, guys, every other sin may be forgiven by Allah except for shirk. If a person indulges in shirk, he has to seek special repentance from Allah. And the proof of this is what Allah says in the Quran. Allah says, in the interpretation, the meaning, verily, Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with Him in worship, but He forgives anything else to whom He pleases. That's the fourth surah of the Quran, the 48th ayah. Here Allah is telling us that He does not forgive this. To set up partners to be equal with Him, this is the one sin He will not forgive, but He'll forgive anything else. We have to understand that one of the forms of shirk, which is very, very commonly widespread in Muslim countries, is grave worshiping. Grave worshiping. This is shirk El Akbar. These people believe that dead saints can fulfill their needs and can help them at times of distress. And they call upon them for help. You find this in many, many, many Arabic countries, and you find it in Pakistan and other places as well. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, and your Lord has decreed that you worship no one but Him. That's the 17th surah of the Quran, the 23rd ayat. So here we can see, guys, to worship anything other than Allah, to go to the graveyards, calling upon these dead sheikhs, dead scholars to help you, to even go to the graveyard calling upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to help you. This is shirk. Shirk El Akbar. And believe it or not, we do have people who call themselves Muslims who actually call upon the dead prophets to come and intercede for them. You can't do that. We need to understand, guys, there is no go between you and Allah. You cannot go to the grave of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him to talk to Allah for you. You cannot go to the grave of Ali like the Shiites do and ask Ali to intercede for you. You cannot go to the grave of Sheikh Albani and ask him to intercede for you. But unfortunately, guys, there are hundreds of thousands of Muslims who do this major shirk every day. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, is not he better than your God? Who responds to the person who is distressed when he calls upon him? And who removes the evil? And who makes you inheritors of the earth for generation after generation? Is there any God with the law? And that's the 27th surah of the Quran, the 62nd ayat. So we need to get away from this, guys. You have to remember that you cannot pray to anyone other than Allah. You cannot ask anyone to intercede for you. And this is why I'm always stressing here at the website how we need to get out of that habit of always asking a sheikh to make dua for us. And the reason why, because I know that many of the people here at this website come from pagan backgrounds. And when they say, for example, Sheikh Atli, please make dua for me, they're asking him to do this because they think he's a saint or a righteous man. And they think that him making dua on behalf of them will get to Allah quicker and better than they making it for themselves. This is shirk. And that's why I tell a lot of people here, you know, learn how to make dua for yourself and stop asking people to make dua for you. Okay? We got some people who have adopted the habit of mentioning the name of a sheikh when they stand up or when they sit down or when they fall or whenever they run into a problem. They say, "Oh Muhammad, Oh Ali, Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, Ya Badawi, Ya Jilani, Ya Shahili." This is shirk. This is shirk. It's the same as saying, "Oh Jesus Christ, Oh Christ." This is shirk. We cannot do that. Whenever something happens, you fall down, you say, "Oh Muhammad, Oh Ali," or if your car gets in an accident, "Oh Jesus Christ." We have to watch this, guys, because to mention the name of a sheikh or somebody you think who was righteous whenever something bad happens to you, this is shirk al-akbar. This is shirk. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, "Verily, those whom you call upon besides Allah, they are slaves just like you." That means they can't help you. They are part of Allah's creation just like you are. They don't know what their fate is either. They don't know if they're going to heaven or hell either. So how can they benefit you? We got people, guys, who call themselves believing Muslims. And they go to worship the graves. They go to the dead people's graves. They walk around them as if they're making tawaf around the Kaaba. They kiss the graves. They wipe their faces with the dust of the grave. They even bow down to the graves and prostrate. Or they stand before the dead person in fear, praying for whatever they need. Praying for a child. You find this common in a lot of Arabic countries. Praying for a child. Praying for this dead person to heal them. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, "And who is more astray than one who calls besides Allah, such as will not answer him to the day of resurrection, and who are not even aware of their cause. We need to understand, guys, dead people are dead. They can't hear you. You can stand on top of your head, calling out their name. When a person is dead, he's dead. They do not hear you. They do not see you. They have no power over you. They're in a world all their own, dealing with their own problems. They ain't thinking about you. So what are you doing? But unfortunately, we got a lot of Muslims who engage in this. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever dies calling on anyone else as a rival to Allah will enter into the hellfire. And that hadith is sahih. And what it means is, if you are one of those people who go to the graveyard crying, talking to dead people, praying to your mother to ask Allah to give you a baby, praying to your father to please heal you of your disease. If you a person that does that, and you do it and you never repent for it, you're going straight to hell. You will be in the hellfire. We even got a lot of people who profess to be Muslims. They actually shave their heads at the graves. And some of them go to the graveyards with these books, reading the Quran over dead people. Again, Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, and if Allah touches you with hurt, there is no one who can remove it but He. And if He intends any good for you, there is no one who can repel His favor. That's the 10th surah of the Quran, the 107th verses. So we need to cut all this stuff out. Going to the grave crying and reading Quran to the dead people and all this, what benefit is this? Another type of shirk al-akbar that many, many so-called believing Muslims engage in is sacrifice. Sacrificing to anything other than Allah. And again, this is a carryover for many of the of these so-called Muslim countries that do this. This is a carryover from the days of pagandry. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, therefore turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice only to Him. We need to understand, if you're going to sacrifice, it must be to Allah and in the name of Allah, not in the name of anyone else. But unfortunately, we got Muslims, I'm telling you, I'll give you an example. People have babies every day. I know a lot of Muslims who have an akika, and they sacrifice the goat in the name of their child that they had. This is shirk. Allah just may take that kid from you. When you sacrifice the goat in the name of Allah as a way of thanking Allah for giving you this child. You don't sacrifice the goat in honor of, in the name of the kid. The kid is nobody. It's another kid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will curse the one who sacrifices to anything other than Allah. And that hadith is sahih. We have to also understand that the sin of sacrifice, it combines two haram deeds. It combines the deed of sacrificing to something other than Allah, and also the haram deed of mentioning the name of something other than Allah. And we need to understand, any meat that was sacrificed in the name of anything other than Allah is haram. It's unlawful for us to eat. So that's another form of shirk al-akbar that we need to be aware of. Sacrificing in the name of other than Allah. another widespread form of shirk el akbar, which is very, very common amongst the Muslims today too, is the sin of allowing what Allah has forbidden and forbidding what Allah has allowed. What this is something that we talk about a lot here at the website. People who go around making what Allah made lawful haram, and people who make what Allah made haram lawful. This is a major sin. This is shirk al-akbar. Allah talks about this in the Quran. Allah says in the interpretation, the meaning, they, the Jews and Christians, they took their rabbis and their monks to be their lords besides Allah by obeying them in things which they made lawful or unlawful according to their own desires without being ordered by Allah. This is the 9th surah of the Quran, the 31st ayat. We got Muslims doing the same thing today. They are allowing their scholars to make lawful what Allah has forbidden. And I'll give you an example. There's a fatwa that was issued from the so-called Islamic Fiqh Council of Europe. They issued a fatwa saying it's okay to eat pork if you cook it a certain way. Or it's okay to drink alcohol if it's cooked a certain way. If you change the chemical form of something, it becomes lawful. Where did this garbage come from? Where does Allah say in the Quran that under the circumstances of changing the chemical makeup, you can eat pork? Allah says unlawful for you is the flesh of the pig. That's it. Under no circumstances can you eat it. But unfortunately, you got a lot of Muslims who are following this fatwa. They have allowed their so-called scholars, just like the Jews and Christians did, to sit around and make lawful what Allah made unlawful. We have to be careful of this, guys, because this is major shirk. This is shirk al-akbar. And many, many, many people will be sitting up in the hellfire because of this. Okay? So thus, these are just a few of the many, many different types of shirk. And I wanted to focus on these today because these are the great shirks. Okay? Shirk al-akbar. We need to avoid this. Okay? And I want to stop right here. And tomorrow we're going to continue by talking about more types of shirk. We're going to talk about magic. Okay? And astrology. And horoscopes. And numerology. We're going to talk about those things and how those things also fall, believing in those things and reading those things, belong in the category of shirk as well. So we'll stop right here for today. And if you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.